Hello, thanks for listening to this interview. I'm happy today to talk with someone that has brought some truths and discoveries to people and countries around the globe, awakening people, and if I might add, perhaps a rude awakening. So with that, I'd like to welcome Michael Rude.
Thank you, Cole. It's good to be with you.
Good deal. Well, I want to jump right in, and the first thing that I wanted to ask you about is Reggie White. I saw you and Reggie on a TV broadcast from Israel several years back, and I was just curious to ask you about the relationship that you had with him and a little bit about that.
Well, the Reggie White came over to stay with me over in Israel. We became good friends over the years as he began to dig back into the Hebrew roots of the faith. And many people know it, Reggie White as a minister of defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And very famous and outspoken. A Christian athlete.
Yeah.
And it was Reggie, many people saw him as a big, gruff football player, but most people don't understand and realize that he was a serious student of the Bible. He had Torah scrolls and the scrolls of the prophets, which he could read fluently in Hebrew.
Is that right?
And I helped Reggie in Israel to get several of these scrolls, and so he came over to spend the Feast of Tabernacles with me. And it was during that time that the Reggie and his wife, Sarah, got involved in the production of our television program, A Rude Awakening from Israel. And so it is because of Reggie being involved with us that we're able to take people in the land of Israel, strip away 2,000 years of traditions, 8,000 miles of real estate, and take them back to the land, the language, the culture of Israel,
yeah,
and teach people the Torah and the prophets so that they can understand the New Testament. Okay. As the scripture says, that the Torah is our schoolmaster to bring us to the Messiah. And our experience, Reggie's experience, was that even as a pastor, most Christians in America have never even been to kindergarten with a schoolmaster. And so when they read the New Testament, they really don't see any more than like a one-dimensional cartoon caricature of the real Yeshua and the real things that are happening in the scripture. And
absolutely.
So Reggie was very much involved in helping people connect with the Hebrew roots of the faith and to be a true follower of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua, without any of the rules and regulations of the rabbis and of the Pharisees. In other words, a leaven-free gospel of the kingdom that is not bound by the rules of any religion.
Right.
And Reggie was a wonderful supporter and stood with us as the executive producer of several of our programs.
That's great. And, you know, it seems that Reggie had a new understanding of what the new covenant means. And I know most of the time I hear somebody talking about the new covenant and they say, you know, we're not under law, we're under grace, we're under the new covenant. But can you bring a little clarity as to what that means?
Well, in fact, reading the Hebrew, it's not the new covenant, it's the renewed covenant. Just like it's not the new moon, there's not a new moon every month, or we'd have thousands of moons up there in the sky.
Right.
It's a renewed moon. It's the renewing of the moon, or a renewing of the covenant that was made with us at Sinai when we were offered to be priests and kings. And because we broke that covenant and the death penalty was upon us, Yeshua paid that death penalty for us, and that's why it says in the book of the Revelation that he has made us priests and kings. He has renewed that covenant. It is the Torah written in our heart. And when we are truly born again, then we do not violate the Torah. We don't want to. As John says, sin is defined as a violation of the Torah.
Right.
And those who have the covenant renewed in their heart don't violate the Torah. They don't want to.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And folks, to get more information about Michael Rude, you can visit michaelrude.tv. And to hear this interview again and some of our other interviews, check out truthrestoration.com. Well, Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to be with me.
It's a pleasure, Cole.
Alrighty, and folks, thanks for listening. Have a great day.